The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on.
It is The Savage Nation, Friday edition. Closing out the week for America. The last word in talk radio across the nation. Heard on 175 stations, syndicated by Cumulus. We're going to talk about the flu vaccine tonight. Now you say, well, come on, Savage, don't we have stuff to talk about with the government and Obama's power grab? Well, I've done it. I called for a nationalist party on Monday. But, you know, if you think the government is deceiving you with regard to the banking industry, you're right. If you think the government is criminal in its willingness to grant amnesty to illegal aliens in order to get Obama reelected, you're right. If you have all of these suspicions about this regime, you're right. But you're not asking yourself one of the most important questions. If they lie to you about all these other things, and if they go around the law with regard to all these other things, why do you assume that the government's insistence that everyone get a flu shot is medically sound? Why do you assume that the stooges who work for the Centers for Disease Control are not merely puppets of the pharmaceutical industry? Why? Well, we're going to discuss that tonight, and I'm going to give you both sides of the equation on the flu vaccine. I have not taken it. I will not take it. I avoid vaccines. I've tried to avoid them my entire life. Now, I'll tell you off the top, I have a bias. I am anti-vaccine. I'm anti-vaccine for very personal and also professional reasons. There's no one else in the radio media who can discuss influenza vaccine to the extent that I can, because I have a PhD from the University of California at Berkeley. One of the specialties is in epidemiology, which means I can read the literature. I'm not a virologist. I'm not an expert in vaccines. But I know enough to read the literature. And let me tell you something. Reading the literature will give you a little pause for thought. Let me start again by asking you some questions. Have you taken a flu vaccine this year and still gotten the flu? Have you not taken a flu vaccine and not gotten the flu? Let's start with basic questions. Did you take the vaccine and still get sick? Did you not take the vaccine and not get sick? Or let's go to question three. Are you afraid to take a flu vaccine? Would you give your child a flu vaccine? Have you ever had a side effect from a flu vaccine? Did you skip a flu vaccine and still avoid the flu? 855-400-7282. It's a very important question because, as I said 30 years ago in one of my early science, popular science books, microbes do not discriminate. They do not know whether you are black, white, gay, straight, conservative, liberal, fascist, communist, pacifist. Doesn't matter. Microbes do not discriminate. They don't know the difference between one host and another. So it's very important that you listen to me tonight, because there's nobody else in the media who's able to dissect the realities of the flu vaccine as I'm going to do tonight on The Savage Nation. Because we now have a flu epidemic raging through America, I decided to talk about this important topic tonight. If the CDC has encouraged so many people to take the flu vaccine, and yet we still have a raging epidemic, can't you use common sense and assume that the flu vaccine was ineffective? Now, the liars are now being marched out. I saw a few of the liars from the CDC with their usher's uniforms on CNN in particular, to continue the big lie and say, well, even if you had the vaccine and still got the flu, it's going to make sure the vaccine's going to prevent the more serious side effects. See your doctor. You liar, you. The CDC ceased being a scientific organization approximately 30 years ago. It was concurrent with the AIDS epidemic. It got stuck with people who were directly tied into the AIDS epidemic with a certain program. And since then, the CDC has lost its validity. When I was in graduate school, The CDC was a sterling institution, one of the greatest in the world. It was the greatest in the entire world. It was beyond reproach. And then it fell into the abyss of politics. I don't trust a word coming out of anyone who works for the CDC because it's too closely tied to the pharmaceutical giants. So now we have an influenza season, and the CDC has strongly urged you to get a flu shot, and many of you have. What you don't know is that they kept raising the number of people that should get the flu shot in order to build up a bigger business for the pharmaceutical companies. You may not know this, but the CDC's 15-member advisory committee on immunization practices makes recommendations each year on who should be vaccinated. Well, who are these people? Have you looked into who these 15 people are? Who is the CDC's advisory committee? Well, I looked into it. Would you like to find out who they are? You will if you listen to this program. And you'll start asking questions that you're not going to hear asked anywhere else but on the Savage Nation. I am by nature a skeptic. In 1983, I authored a book called The Skeptical Nutritionist, which Macmillan published. It was a little-known book. It was excellent. It was 30 years ahead of its time. The Skeptical Nutritionist established my view on nutrition at the time, even though I had gotten a new degree in nutrition in 1978. Nutrition, epidemiology, medical anthropology. It was an interdisciplinary degree. It was the hardest thing I ever did in my life. And I've continued to read the epidemiological literature to keep my mind sharp, let's put it to you that way. So that's number one. But number two, I have a bias. I'm going to give you both sides of the vaccine story, but I'm telling you going into it that I have a bias, and I'm anti-vaccine for very personal and also for professional reasons. When I say personal, I'd rather not talk about it. All I can say to you is that vaccines hurt someone in my family and almost killed me several times. Different times, and I don't want to get into it. And starting with that, it's irrelevant. But having said that, there are those on the other side of the coin or of the argument who say that it is a national shame that there are people like me who talk against taking a flu vaccine. They say it's patriotic to take a flu vaccine. You have to take a flu vaccine, or you're not patriotic. They've said that. You didn't know that. What you also don't know is that unions, nurses' unions, have come out against vaccines. That labor unions have opposed mandatory flu shots. I don't know if you know that as well. They tried to force certain professions, even though they're union members, into taking the flu vaccine. And organized labor opposed it, and for good reasons, by the way. For very good reason, organized labor opposed mandatory flu vaccine. This is perhaps one of the most important shows I could do for you because there's nothing more political than health. And way back in the beginning of my radio career in 1994, I predicted that the day would come that the government would make an AIDS vaccine mandatory. And I said if they did it, I would leave the country. I would never take it. Well, we're almost at the point where the flu vaccine is mandatory. It's a sort of form of social control. Speaking of my background in anthropology, I remember distinctly in my years of research in the islands of the South Pacific, reading about illness and social control, even in a small village setting. There was an obscure paper, Illness and Social Control in a Small Village somewhere in the Philippines in one of the small islands. Medicine and social control, very important subject, because we're entering another phase of the Obama administration where the government media complex literally tells you that if you don't take a flu vaccine, you're not a good American, that you have to take a flu vaccine to protect other people. Well, I'm going to tell you that you should make up your own mind. And we're going to talk about the four types of flu vaccines on the market. I'm going to talk about a very important subject to parents with young children, which is thimerosal, which is a preservative in some of the vaccines, not all. I want to make that very clear. The thimerosal contains mercury, which is known to impair neurological and immune systems. I know that I'm going to have people call me and argue with me. Trust me, I know the difference between methylmercury and the type of mercury that's that makes up the essence of thimerosal. I understand the difference, and I understand there's a difference between methyl and ethyl alcohol as well. Trust me, I know that as well. I would not put mercury into an amoeba. I'll tell you right now that if you put thimerosal in a Petri dish, it kills the gel. If you put thimerosal in a Petri dish, no organism can live around it. If you put thimerosal in a Petri dish, and then you put brain tissue around it, the brain tissue dies. Would you inject that into your child's body? I wouldn't. And that leads us to the arguments that thimerosal is related to autism and other diseases. And that's why they came out with a preservative-free version of the vaccine for children 6 years of age and younger because of the pressure of mothers primarily. Thimerosal has been removed from or reduced to trace amounts in all vaccines that have been recommended for children 6 years of age and younger. The pharmaceutical companies resisted this for 5 years, but they finally did it because mothers insisted that they do it. So I want you to understand the power of women in this country. And before I take my break, this is a great topic for us tonight. There's no more important topic, by the way. The phone number is 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. There's nobody else in talk radio who can discuss this the same way I'm going to do it, not only because I have a background in epidemiology, but because I have a passion for this that's extraordinary because of what vaccines did to someone in my family and destroyed his life, absolutely destroyed him. So I don't want to go into the vaccine personal cry story. But because of that, I was kind of driven into the whole field of research and science all these years, trying to understand how things work. And I pretty much know how things work. You don't have to be an expert to use common sense and read literature and put two and two together. So let me help you put two and two together. More people than ever were encouraged to take the flu vaccine this year, both through the government and the media complex and the constant.
Here's about traffic. We still have very heavy traffic. Dunbarton Bridge eastbound, leaving the peninsula over the high rise. Got earlier accident. The reason for that, northbound 880 is going to be slow. Union City up to Highway 238. Southbound 880, slow from 980 down to Tennyson. Earlier problems contributing to that. Out of San Francisco, northbound 101, slow. Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck and the upper deck. Pretty much slow into San Francisco, but very heavy down to 101. I'm Dave Foulkes, KSFO.
I don't think ever seen before in America, and yet we have an epidemic of flu. How do you put two and two together? Well, there's a couple of answers to that.
282 Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
And a bonus traffic update for you, because we need it. Southbound 101, Cesar Chavez. Earlier crash was blocking the two right lanes. Everything's clear. Traffic, though, it's slow across the upper deck into San Francisco. Westbound 80 slow from about Ashby, trying to make it to the maze and onto the bridge. Southbound 880 still slow, 980 down to Tennyson. On the peninsula, northbound 101, bumper to bumper from Woodside Road up to Highway 92. Southbound is going to be slow from Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 1/26. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Connect to any city in America with iHeartRadio's 1500 live radio stations. Be a part of the inauguration in D.C. Celebrate the big game in New Orleans and celebrate wherever you are. 1500 live radio stations and over 15 million songs, all in one free app. Download the free app now at iHeartRadio.com.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO, the Bay Area's only conservative talk station.
Conservative. And not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. There's nothing more political than your health, as you well know with Obamacare. You saw what is at stake. You saw that Nancy Pelosi forced it down everyone's throat because of the billions, if not trillions, of dollars that are going to flow into the hands of certain individuals tied into the Democrat machine. So seeing what went on with Obamacare, can you put your logic cap on and now connect it to the government telling you you must get your flu shot? You don't see there's a profit in this, do you? I mean, they're not giving it to you for free, are they? The pharmaceutical companies are rolling in dough because of the flu shot. Now, we're going to go into the science of it eventually. We're going to have to do that. Flu is epidemic, yet more people have taken the flu vaccine this year than ever before. How do you put, you can't put two and two together, so what was the point of taking it? How did this happen? We'll talk about that as well. I'm on the side against flu vaccines. I wouldn't take it. I told everyone in my family not to take it. And if you want to comment on this, you can't, because the lines, as I knew, would be jammed up. I will give you my bias so you don't think I'm objective. I'm not objective. I can read the literature, but I'm not objective. And let me tell you something. Nobody in the media is objective. Nobody in science is objective anymore these days. It's all a business. And if you don't adhere to the party line, whether it's in climate science or in immunology, you don't get grants. If you don't get grants, you don't get an appointment, and you don't work in this town anymore. So I'll tell you right off the bat, I have a bias. I'm anti-vaccine for personal and professional reasons. So let's go into the questions that I asked. The boards are jammed out. Don't get frustrated if you can't get through. What is a flu shot? There are four different types of flu vaccines: a standard flu shot, a high-dose flu shot for those 65 and older, an intradermal administered shot for those who are needle-phobic, and a nasal spray. This is interesting. Contrary to what you may believe, the first three vaccines do not contain the live flu virus. They do not. The vaccine is made from two of the hundreds of different proteins that make up an influenza virus. And so you take two surface proteins off the virus, it doesn't mean it's live. There's no real organism there. It's a surface protein. And the scientists would say it's not possible to cause infection or disease with it, and they'll say the flu shot does not give you the flu, but I disagree with them. There's another side to the story. The nasal spray does contain live flu viruses. The nasal spray does contain live flu viruses. Dr. Dan Harper, who is against vaccinations of all kinds, said this. He said, use your head. You have 100 million viruses sprayed up the nose, along with other things like MSG and sugar, which causes inflammation. And since the virus also contains egg proteins, you run the risk of introducing an avian retrovirus, which can cause encephalitis in humans. And so here you are spraying this up into your nose, just a few millimeters from the brain, with MSG traveling across the blood-brain barrier, causing potential damage to neurotransmitters. Now, the government itself does not conclude that flu shots are 100% safe and effective. Even they say that they're not 100% safe and effective. That we understand. Yet, there are those who would argue that you should get a flu shot for humane reasons. They insist you get it. They said that anyone should get a flu shot, except people with an egg allergy. Anyone 6 months or older, they say, should get a flu shot every year. They say protecting yourself is an altruistic act. By getting vaccinated, you not only protect yourself, but you protect those around you as well. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you at all. And the fact of the matter is, I believe that the epidemic that is out there right now indicates that the flu vaccine that has been created by the best minds of our generation, sarcastic remark, is rather ineffective. Do you believe that you want to put formaldehyde into your serum? Thimerosal, which is found in the adult version of it, that's the mercury, which is known to impair neurological and immune systems. How about detergents, antibiotics?
Savage.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hawks, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A judge today sends a teenager to 27 years in prison for his part in the 2009 gang rape of a girl at a Richmond high school. The 19-year-old was facing a possibility of life sentence had the case gone to trial. Residents living aboard boats at the Redwood City Marina are fighting eviction by the owner who wants to sell the property to developers for waterfront housing. The residents want to stay but are told to get out in 4 days. Taking a look at the roadways, latest problem, northbound 680 at 24, crashed in the center divider, but traffic is pretty heavy getting your way out of the San Ramon Valley. Very heavy westbound 80 starting in Berkeley, about University Avenue, will continue into the Toll Plaza, continue across the upper deck into San Francisco, all because of an earlier your problem. Southbound 101 at Silver, that's been cleared. Southbound 880, still bumper to bumper, 980 down to 92. And the peninsula slow, northbound 101 from Marsh Road to 92. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar and lunch. This is Wednesday, January 16th at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood at 1 o'clock. How does your financial game plan look now that Uncle Sam is digging deeper into your pocket? Investments, retirement plans, what do you do now? Join us for lunch Wednesday, January 16th at 1 o'clock at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood. Just call to reserve a seat. Free, no obligation, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web at don'tinvestandforget.com.
Are you tired of online dating? You're not alone. Online dating sites are all the same. You make a profile, and a computer matches you with a bunch of pictures.
Don't waste another year getting let down by online dating. You could have a real relationship with a real person that you can trust. Time to call Table for Six. They'll meet you in person and take the time to get to know you. You tell them what you're looking for, and they do the rest.
Table for Six will create the perfect environment for you to meet someone right for you. The whole process is confidential, low pressure, and perfect for busy people like you who don't have time to waste.
Table for Six specializes in introducing compatible single professionals in California. The personalized approach ensures that there is always someone and something for everyone. Explore a new approach to meeting someone special. Table for Six has been featured on the NBC Today Show, 60 Minutes, Business Week, and more. Call Table for Six today at 800-901-8181 or visit online at tableforsix.com. Join now and get an extra month free. That's 800-901-8181. 800-901-8181.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisor will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Microbes do not discriminate. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I coined that phrase 30 years ago. Germs don't discriminate. They don't know if you're a good guy or a bad guy. They don't care. They don't care if you're a conservative or liberal. They don't care if you're funny or mean. They don't care what your race is, what your sexual orientation is. They don't care what country you came from. Microbes do not discriminate. So whoever you may be listening to the show tonight, the Savage Nation, understand one thing. Forget about my political orientation. It's unimportant. What's important is that you learn that not everything your government tells you is true. So it's good to have a cynic in radio who questions authority, as I do, and tells you you better not jump just because they tell you to jump. And just because they get a doctor wearing a usher's uniform from the CDC with epaulettes doesn't mean he knows what he's talking about. They're paid spokesmen for the government, which is directly tied to the pharmaceutical industry. In some cases, it can be wonderful. I'm not a proponent of avoiding all pharmaceuticals by any means. I want you to understand that. I think Western medicine is the most miraculous form of medicine on the planet. I'm talking specifically tonight about vaccines. I'm a big vitamin taker, a big herbal guy, wrote books on herbal medicine, homeopathy, botanicals I know a lot about. But on the other hand, I've used an awful lot of life-saving regular medicines. Flu vaccine? No, I wouldn't take it. And there's a couple of reasons. The reasons are quite simple. They have to guess, first of all, what the vaccine should be made of. So they choose 3 to 5 strains of influenza A out of 250-plus strains, right? And if they don't guess the right one, you're going to get sick. So you're putting your faith in the CDC's ability to guess the one that might be a pandemic. So what did they do this year? They guessed right on 2 of the strains and wrong on 1 of the strains. So the flu vaccine is rather ineffective. Now, on the other hand, people say, which risk would you rather take? 1 in 1 million of a side effect or 1 in 10,000 risk of being hospitalized or dying? So they say take the flu vaccine, and many of you did. I believe the risks of the flu shot, on the other hand, the risks outweigh any benefit. Formaldehyde is in the common flu shot. It's a known carcinogen. Another ingredient in the flu shot is a mercury-containing compound called thimerosal, which impairs neurological and immune systems. There are also detergents, antibiotics, chemicals, and allergens like polysorbate 80 that causes infertility, including other ingredients that are unsafe for human consumption. In fact, the CDC itself lists some of these ingredients on its own website, but they will then say, quote, there is no evidence of harm caused by the small amounts of thimerosal and flu vaccine. I'm not convinced, though. You may say, well, I took the shot and the flu didn't kill me. But when you're older and you get ALS or Alzheimer's disease or MS, or you watch your kid develop seizures, or your kid becomes autistic, God forbid, what are you going to say? Are you going to say it's related to the small amounts of mercury and other contaminants, or preservatives, rather, and such, in the flu vaccine? You don't know that. But why increase the chances of inducing such illnesses in yourself and your children? That's a big question. It's one you're going to have to make up for yourself. It's easy to just go along with the program. It's easy to go along with the government program. But I'll ask you a question. Did Harry Reid get a flu shot? Did Barack Obama take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama's lovely family take a flu shot? Did Joe Biden take a flu shot? Who took a flu shot in the government? Would you know? Which of the mandarins took the flu shot? Which of the mandarins took the flu shot? For years, I've been calling for drug testing, mandatory drug testing for all of our public servants. Because most of the things they're doing indicate that they're using high amounts of prescription drugs and high amounts of illegal substances. They're crazy. Most of them are nuts. They're like drug addicts, like Hitler was. They're not Hitler, but the entire Nazi regime was on drugs. So why should we assume that this government's not on drugs? Now, that's a separate story, but it's tied into this. And now that I have your attention, we'll say it again. You go to work for a corporation, you have to pee in a cup. They're running the corporation called the United States of America, and they don't pee in a cup. And their decisions look like they're on drugs. So let's go back now to the issue at hand. We won't deal with the other one right now. It's too embarrassing to even contemplate what I just said. Vaccination. Let's look at vaccination. Vaccination coverage among the elderly. Remember, most of the people who get the flu and die are over 70. Did you know that? Most of the people who get the flu and die are over 70. That's the group over 70 that accounts for 3/4 of all flu deaths, right? So has it prevented death in that population? I'll give you an actual article from the American Journal of Respiratory Critical Care Medicine from 2008. Legitimate journal. Vaccination coverage among the elderly increased from 15% in 1980 to 65% of people of the elderly. 1980, 15% were getting the vaccine. By 2008, 65% got the vaccine. It's probably much higher now. And the results? No decrease in deaths from influenza and pneumonia. As one vaccine researcher wrote, I think the evidence base for mortality benefits from flu shots we have learned is not valid. That's in Lancet Infectious Diseases from 2007. How about young children? Also a lack of evidence that young children benefit from flu shots. A review of 51 studies involving 260,000 children ages 6 to 23 months found no evidence that the flu vaccine is any more effective than a placebo. Did you hear that one? I have the reference if you want it. The fact of the matter is, no randomized trials show that flu shots reduce mortality from influenza or flu-related pneumonia. Now, some studies do show that the flu vaccine is somewhat effective in preventing influenza. That's on the other side. I didn't say it doesn't. It will reduce the relative risk of contracting influenza by a seemingly impressive 50%. But you're getting an awful lot of risk in doing so. And you have to evaluate that. Do you know how vaccine makers grow the virus? Well, they grow the virus in fertilized chicken eggs. Did you know that? With 500,000 eggs per day for up to 8 months. And what do they use to inactivate the virus? Formaldehyde, which is a known cancer-causing agent. Aluminum is then added to the mixture to promote an antibody response. Aluminum is a neurotoxin that may play a role in Alzheimer's disease. For a few years, I was director of the Alzheimer's Research Institute. I never talk about it. I was deeply involved in the nightmare of aluminum and its relationship to Alzheimer's disease. In fact, you can check the literature. I wrote a popular book called Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's. I don't know the year, 2001. I don't remember. It was way before radio. No, it couldn't be 01. I don't remember the year. I don't. I started in radio 94, so it had to be in the 90s. Yeah, it was in the 90s. I was interested in Alzheimer's disease, set up an institute, ran it, and I wrote a book, Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's. It was a fascinating couple of years for me. I decided to reduce or eliminate aluminum in all forms in my life after that because aluminum was, in my mind, related to the lesions that develop and related to the lesions that are associated with Alzheimer's disease. Well, there's aluminum in that as well. There are other additives that I won't scare you with. There are other antibiotics that are in there. Did you know that? Neomycin, streptomycin, and gentamicin that can cause allergic reactions in some people. Did you know that? And then the mercury, and the mercury's in there. So as I say, you know, buyer beware. Don't just run into it because the government media complex tells you that you must have it, it's good for you. I'm trying to give you the other side of the story. Let's put it to you that way. And I hope that I've helped you somewhat. I'll take some calls now on the Savage Nation. It's 43 minutes after the hour. Let us take the first caller, John in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I took the vaccine, I guess, about 5 years ago. Got sick right after that. And then, sure enough, got the flu a couple weeks later.
That. So you've stopped taking it as a result of that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, doc.
And did you get the flu this season?
No, I only got sick that one time. I went for like 20 years, never got sick. It's great.
All right. It's one man's experience. Now, remember, folks, epidemiology, a science that I studied for my PhD, epidemiology is, what is it? It's not about the skin. A lot of people say, oh, you're an epidemiologist. No. Epidemiology is the study of epidemics. What does that mean? You don't take one person's statement about a disease they got or didn't get as a scientific statement. You study large numbers of people with a disease, and you try to find associations, or conversely, you find people who don't get a certain disease, or they live a certain length of time, long life, for example, and you say, well, what did they eat? What did they breathe? What did they drink? And you try to put together a valid conclusion for people to draw conclusions from. That's what epidemiology is, because it's the most reasonable way. It's a statistical study is what it comes down to. I'm going to give you a simple study in epidemiology that's always stuck with me, okay? It's about high blood pressure, hypertension, and stroke. I'll never forget this study because it was one of the studies I read in graduate school that impressed me greatly. It was an obscure study out of Japan. Can't quote it. I think it was Sasaki 40 years ago. I'm just pulling it out of my memory bank. It could be Sasaki at all. I don't know. Nevertheless, they looked at the islands of Japan, and they looked for incidents of stroke throughout the islands of Japan. And they found out that there is a distinct difference between one region and another with regard to Japanese who, died or got a stroke and died. And what was it? In the southeast corner of Japan, there was a high incidence of stroke. And these people were fishermen largely who had who ingested large amounts of sodium on the order of 6 grams a day. That's 6,000 milligrams of salt a day through foods and whatnot. They had a high incidence of stroke. The lowest incidence of stroke in Japan was found in the northeast provinces or regions of Japan where the people were farmers who grew and ate apples. rich not in sodium but in potassium. So I said, oh, my God, that's a good study. That was like day and night. And there are many studies that were clear in those days. What's happened in science over the last 40 years because of the interference of various interests, science has become rather ambiguous, as you well know. One day you hear one thing, the next day you hear another, so people don't know who to believe, and they give up. They don't want to listen to anybody. They say they're all full of you-know-what. But that was pretty clear to me. I mean, the average person takes in about a gram of sodium a day, which is about all you need to run your body. That's 1,000 milligrams, and even that's a little high for some people. But if you're taking 2, 3 grams, 4 grams, you're running a risk of hypertension, high blood pressure, and a stroke. You should know that. Again, at the same time, there were large studies of African Americans and stroke in America. It was related, at that time, very clearly related to so-called soul food, rich in salt, very high in salt levels. It was directly related to high salt. And everyone said it in the medical professions. They wouldn't even say that today. They won't even tell you that today. Do you know why? Two reasons. They become so politicized, they won't even give you a cause and effect. Number two, they'd rather you do have hypertension. Yes, you heard me. You heard me. The medical profession is so brainwashed, they'd rather you do have hypertension so they can prescribe a drug that will lower the hypertension and the high blood pressure. Everything's treated with a drug now instead of preventing the illness. So, see, I could be a great asset to this government if they weren't so damn biased and didn't have their you-know-what up you-know-what. If they listen to me, I could help them reduce health care costs in this country, perhaps better than anybody in this country. And I could help them with advice, but they would never take it from me because they're so biased against anybody who is not of the same communist ilk that they won't even listen to you. But remember, before I was in radio, I wrote numerous books in the field of health, popular health books. Does it make me Linus Pauling? No. Does it make me Jonas Salk? No. But it makes me a person who studied these things with a passion and was able to articulate them clearly and write books that people found to be of use and of interest, including, for example, I think the best health book I ever wrote was called Healing Children Naturally, which you can hardly find anymore. People are buying used copies of it for $80, $100. I reprinted it. I think it's available even on my website. I don't know. I'm not trying to sell you a book. So I'm a guy who has spent his entire life almost obsessively reading, gleaning, studying everything I get my hands on with regard to illness and health. And the reason is quite personal, very personal, and it's given me my career in many ways. But the thing is this, is that I'm not in the medical professions at all at this time. I'm in the commentary profession. I give you my opinion, and I package it with humor or vitriol, depending upon my mood and the situation. And apparently a lot of you like it. But you got to understand something. Underneath all of that packaging around my political viewpoints is the hard mind of a man trained in science, and all of my political views are based upon the same analysis I used in science. That's why I'm usually right. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Okay, as of a traffic, Fairfield commute still ugly. Eastbound 80, 12 east, right lane blocked by a stalled car. Traffic still bumper to bumper in spots between the Cordelia Junction and North Texas Street. Eastbound 580 at Park Boulevard, right lane is blocked there by a stalled car. Still very slow on the Nimitz. Southbound 880 from Highway 980 down towards 92. Sunol Grade, northbound 680, backed up before Mission Boulevard South to Andrade. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's the new year, and we all make resolutions. But sooner or later, we fall off that diet, stop going to the gym, and slip back into our old ways. But here's a resolution you can keep, having a lower mortgage payment. Yes, you already refied this past year and lowered your payment. But because at Cash Call you can refinance without any points, fees, or deposits, you can keep your current balance and lower your payment and rate even more. So make the Cash Call at 866-590-CASH and start the new year right. Today's 15-year fixed rate is 2.5% rate and APR. That's right, 2.5% rate and APR. So even when the diet and exercise wear off, you'll still feel lighter on your couch with a lower mortgage payment month after month. 2.5% rate and APR with no loan expenses. What is there to think about? Call 866-590-CASH now.
Equal housing lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varengo Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varengo Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varengo, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varengo can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varengo really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varengo Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
If you work for a company that copies software illegally, you're working for a company that's breaking the law. Report software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org. That's nopiracy.org.
Treat man's best friend to the best for less. Capitola Veterinary Hospital provides the most professional and compassionate veterinary health care for their animal patients and their human families. Load up Fido. SweetJack.com nab 55% off.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Look, this is a public trust. Let's make no mistake about it. You can dismiss talk radio if you wish and say it's nothing, but it's a powerful medium. It's a public trust that I have here. You know where I come from politically, where I'm coming from. Don't dismiss what I am telling you about the dangers of the flu vaccine or the conspiracy, if you wish, of the pharmaceutical giants, which are driven primarily by profit, simply because you disagree with my politics, or do so at your own risk. Let's put it to you that way. Again, I have to tell you that I am a great, great worshiper of Western medicine. It saved my life many times. Antibiotics have. I wouldn't be here without them. But it doesn't mean I have to embrace every drug ever made, especially flu vaccines, which I think are questionable, very questionable, especially for the young, the very young. Absolutely. You're going to give it to an infant? Are you out of your mind? Are you crazy? I wouldn't do it. And so that's what we're talking about. I've given you some facts on it. I've given you my bias on it. I've shown you that there are adverse reactions to the flu vaccine that are minimal, but Some of them you may have experienced without even knowing it's related. And all your doctor would say is, oh, really? You say, oh, I took the flu shot and I got joint inflammation and arthritis. Oh, well, here's another medication. Here's another prescription for that. We'll give you another one. We'll give you Enbrel for that. So, you know, this is all a system here. One thing feeds into the other. So there it is. You know, buyer beware, one way or the other. I will tell you again, if we had a rational government, if we had a reasonable government, if we had a government that truly cared about the people, they would have me at a meeting telling them what I would do to reduce health care costs in this country and increase the health of the population. There's nobody better suited in doing that but me right now. I've inherited the mantle because guys like Linus Pauling are long dead. Great men in medicine have been debunked and debased by fraudulent doctors who work for pharmaceutical companies and the government, and they put out false garbage on virtually every topic to do with health, and they mislead the population, in my opinion. You never hear the opposite opinion. You never hear an alternative opinion. You never hear anyone giving you an opinion that is even somewhat cynical of medicine, ever. That's because they drive the media. If you look at the ads, especially on television, how many ads are there for medicines today? In addition to the vermin, the class action lawyers who I would deport. If it was up to me, I would deport class action lawyers and seize their assets. That's what I would do. Every time I turn on a cable show and I see a rat lawyer advertising that he's going to take down a company that made mesh or made this, did he make this drug, did he make that drug, did they make this, I would like to take them and hang them, frankly, for what they did to this country. The trial lawyers who have destroyed one corporation after another get me sick. That kind of legal practice is a crime. It's not permitted in most countries in Europe. Did you know that? Did you know that tort law hardly exists in Europe? They wouldn't permit it. These criminals with law degrees have destroyed one company after another. They are the pox upon this nation. Having said that, now we can go back to the topic at hand. I've not taken very many calls because I have too much information with this public trust called the Savage Nation tonight. Trust me, I take this very seriously. As I said to one of my colleagues today by email, he said, your shows are getting so good, everyone that I know is talking about it. Very highly placed individual wrote me that. I said, last few years, best few shows. That's where I'm at. Put everything else aside. I'll be right back to talk about the dangers of the flu vaccine.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation, round two. Talking about the flu vaccine, we have an epidemic of influenza in America, despite the fact that more people have been immunized against the flu than ever before. And my allegation is quite clear, which is that you didn't need the flu vaccine. I have a bias, as I told you. I am anti-vaccine for very personal reasons and also for professional reasons, and I don't think you should jump just because the government media complex tells you that it's effective. And we can take your calls right now on the Savage Nation. Let's begin in New York City on WABC. Bruce, go ahead, please. You're on the program.
Good evening, Michael. You're exactly right. I was thinking that today. The pharmaceutical industry is acting in the interest of the government. It's almost like money laundering. I guess you know they contribute a lot of money to the politicians, and they admitted today on the radio that in the New York area that they did not include the correct strain of vaccine in the shot, but they encouraged people to keep taking the shot anyhow.
Anyway, right. Well, here's the thing. They can only choose in advance, the CDC does a guessing game. Since there are so many strains of virus, they pick two out of all of them. They pick two right and one wrong. There's a new strain out there because, you see, viruses are very clever. They keep mutating. That's why people get sick. Viruses are very clever. They've been around from the beginning of time. They mutate. They constantly mutate. So there's almost no way to immunize yourself against the flu against the flu because it's a game of guess. It's a guessing game. Yeah, but the new lie is they put out the guys from the CDC today on CNN, and it's kind of sad to see these men. They're all well-meaning. They're just basically innocent people who are spokesmen for the CDC. They may as well work for the drug company as detail men. And they say, well, even though you got the flu, keep taking it because it's going to reduce the risk of more dangerous reactions. It's nonsense. It's utter nonsense.
So the best idea is to stay strong. Now, like you said, The flu doesn't know if you're black or white or rich or poor, but it does know if it bumps into a strong body. What do they call it? Where you have antibodies.
Any virus. Look, we're surrounded by viruses, bacteria, protozoans, and other microbes all the time. That you know, right? And the best way to avoid getting sick in general is to keep yourself healthy.
Yeah.
You eat right. You don't smoke. You don't drink too much booze. You don't use drugs, et cetera. You use common sense. Hygiene is very important, and it's usually dismissed by people. They've forgotten the commonsensical aspects of hygiene. I think most people understand that today, and they don't rub their eyes or their nose when they're on a subway car. But the fact of the matter is washing your hands is still very important. Common sense works. 855-407-2822 from anywhere in America. It's the Savage Nation. Let's go to WHAM in Rochester. Joe, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, it's the efficaciousness of the flu shot is what you're talking about?
Well, if you don't know that, why are you calling?
Because your argument lacks total compounds to make a valid conclusion.
Go on, Joe. We're all hanging on your every word.
Okay. The severity and the frequency of the flu is a compound, a component, that is not being measured in your analysis. If people are going to get it, simply they get it less severe, less frequent.
How do you know that for a fact? Have you seen the data on that?
Flu right now, and I got the... Wait,
Joe, stop it. Have you seen data which proves that what you said is correct?
I don't need to. I can rationalize it with my analytical. I study geometry.
You studied geometry in high school, so therefore you know something about the flu vaccine?
I was very good at it, and I learned how to compound it into other analysis. And
I don't say that you're a stupid man, but logic often works very well. But you have to read the literature to understand what you're talking about. Unless you study the literature specific to the influenza vaccine, you're out of your league, Joe.
Well, no doubt about it, but you don't have to.
All right. So thanks for calling. I'm glad I helped you see that you're out of your league. There's no point in beating you up. I wouldn't get any pleasure out of it. You don't step into the ring with a heavyweight champion and expect the champion to punch you in the nose. If the champion's a champion, he'll say, "Guy, please leave the ring." That's all. Sometimes I watch fights at night, and I imagine myself in the ring. I said I'd be killed with one punch. I look at a fight. These guys are so strong. They're so well-conditioned. I don't know how they can take that kind of damage and that kind of beating. So I say, well, that's not my field. You know what I'm saying? But I guarantee you they couldn't step into my ring and last a minute with me. That I know. So I feel very good in balance as a man. I don't care who the fighter is. The most powerful martial artist in the world, you put him in my ring on a talk show, 1 minute he's knocked out. It's that simple. Doesn't mean he's stupid. It means he doesn't know this fight. He doesn't know this battleground. I do. And I come in armed with the moves. What are the moves? In a ring, you got to know the moves. In talk radio, you better know your data. You better study what you're talking about or you're not going to last long in the business. I've done this for 40 years. I'm not doing this for effect. I came into the show today saying I can do a lot of things. Why am I going to talk about the flu shot? Why? Because I have first of all, it's a gift what I have. The radio is a gift. My brain is a gift. My ability to articulate is a gift. My years of education are a gift. So I said, well, use it. Try to help the people. Each show has to count. You're just going to get up there and start blasting Obama and the government, anti-government. How much can you take of that? The listeners aren't going to listen to it anymore. All day long, from bimbo to wall banger to the hysteric, wrapping themselves in the founding fathers and wrapping themselves again in the flag. God bless them all. But I couldn't listen to it. 1 minute of it is all I can take anymore. So I said, I got to do something other than bashing the administration, which is corrupt. We understand that. So let's talk about an epidemic in America today. The epidemic is the flu. So I said, wait a minute. They gave everyone the shot. Everyone, more people have taken the shot than ever before. Wherever you went, a drugstore, a supermarket, everywhere you turn, they were offering you the shot. I said, wait a minute. With all of this, there's still the epidemic's out of control. So why? Well, because of the three strains they put into the flu preparations, one of them was a new strain and was not in the vaccine, so it didn't work. It was ineffective. That's one. I mean, they can only guess so far. But then there's another element to it, which is that flu vaccine has some inherent risks, and they're not telling you what those risks are. I believe you should be an informed consumer of medicines and of health care. So what are the risks? At least you want to know what the risks are. Now, the last caller, Joe, was a typical know-it-all who thinks that because he has a good mind, he was good in geometry, he know he can apply it to anything. And that's a good thing. We all have to get up every day and go through life and try to analyze things in our own way. I don't know if you heard what he said. He said, yes, I know what I'm talking about. He said, I have the flu, but it's not as bad as it would have been because I took the shot. Well, there's a brainwashed man. They told him that although he got the flu after taking the shot, it's not as bad a flu as it would have been if he didn't take the shot. That's called BS, Johnson. That's called a lie. They're selling you on something because they don't want to be... They don't want you to sue them for having given you something you didn't need. Again, I want to tell you I have a bias. I'm an anti-vaccine individual. If you have a child, you know already about the mercury in vaccines and the possible relationship to neurological conditions, including autism. And because of mothers, they've eliminated thimerosal to trace amounts in all vaccines recommended for children 6 years of age and younger. They took it out, with the exception of inactivated influenza vaccine, where thimerosal is still found. By the way, be very cautious about this. Vaccines with trace amounts of thimerosal contain 1 microgram or less of mercury per dose, which sounds like it's a very small infinitesimal amount, but I look at it this way. Would I want even an infinitesimal amount of a toxin in my blood? No, I don't. I try to avoid it. Why would you give that to a child? So be careful. So what do you do? If you listen to Savage, you say, you know, the guy makes sense. I'm not going to give my kid the flu shot. I'm not going to. What do you do? I've talked about this before, and I'm going to do that at another time. I'm not going to do it now. It's too much to do it one time. I want to talk about mothers for 1 minute. I have only a minute before the break. This is a great show. It's going fast. Great callers. It's Friday night. I appreciate your attention and you're listening to me on 175 stations. There's a lot of other options you have tonight, whether you are at home or in a car or wherever you may be. You can be listening to somebody else. And if you're still listening and you started an hour ago, there's a reason for it. That's because you can tell that I'm telling you something that may have validity. As Hemingway said, the truth itself has a certain ring to it. You can tell I'm telling you what appears to be the truth because it rings like it's true. Okay? So we'll continue to discuss it. You can debate me if you want. Let's not just call each other idiots. We're not going to get anywhere. I want to talk about mothers for a minute. When I was in graduate school many years ago, it was in the late 70s at the University of California at Berkeley, my professor told me that children in the hospitals who had cancer were dying, and the mothers, he was a very good professor. He was a medical doctor. All three of my professors, although I was in the medical sciences, not in medicine, they were medical doctors. He told me that the children were dying in the hospitals, and the mothers noticed that the children were dying of starvation, not from cancer. And the doctors brushed off the mothers. They said, okay, right. The mothers kept saying, my child's dying of starvation. Look at them, they're emaciated. And it was the mothers' instincts with their babies that had the medical profession change the then inadequate, horrendous hospital diet, which was deficient in so many nutrients that the children were dying of starvation. That's how hospital diets changed for the better. They're still not very good, but they're far better than they were at that time, right? But it was the mothers who used their own intuition, their own observational powers, who changed the doctors, the thinking of the doctors who patronized them.
And again, it was the mothers who forced the vaccine manufacturers to eliminate this mercury-containing compound, thimerosal. Although the pharmaceutical manufacturers never admitted that the mercury-containing thimerosal impaired neurological and immune systems or caused any damages whatsoever, they removed it because the mothers made them remove it. And so what I'm telling you is you have tremendous power over your own health and over the government. At the end of the day, they will respond to you. If enough of you want something done, you're going to get it. No matter how draconian Nancy Pelosi may be with that big hammer in forcing Obamacare down your throats, for example, you have tremendous power over your own health. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Hi, I'm Richard Russell of Russell's Furniture, and I'm sure you'll be skeptical of any claims of savings I make for our after-Christmas sale. I don't blame you. Today's marketing has every gimmick known to man. Buy one and get one free, or two free, or three free, and I'm waiting for the discount offer to top 100%. So what do you do when you've made the greatest buys in your entire 55 years in the business, and you're going to sell hundreds of pieces of quality furnishings for as low as 30% below normal cost? Not retail, below cost. How do you present it? I found the answers from my staff, my customers, and even our suppliers, who all had one reaction in common when I showed them the buys. It was, wow, you're crazy. So the name stuck, not the crazy. It's our Wow Sale. It features famous brand names such as Better Homes and Gardens, Drexel, Flexsteel, Aspen Home, and dozens more. The discounts are huge, the quality wonderful, and we know that if you know Better Home Furnishings, you too will be saying, wow. It all happens at Russell's, 2645 El Camino, Santa Clara, and the Outlet Center in Dublin at the Amador Plaza.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
So the medical profession would say that vaccination remains a critical intervention during pandemics, right? And they're going to tell you to use it. And they're not 100% wrong. I want to be very clear about that. It's not either or. But you have to know that there's two sides to this story. It's not all one way. And don't buy the story that you must have a flu shot and then you say, well, wait a minute, I took the flu shot and I have the flu. Why did I take it? Now they're telling you, yeah, but you got a milder form of the flu. That's BS. It's not true. Syracuse, New York. Linda, you're on the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please.
I am the flu coordinator at my work. I do not get the flu shot, but every year I am forced to round up everyone at my work and encourage them to get the flu shot.
You mean, okay, you're a flu coordinator in your company.
Yes, and I don't agree with the flu shot. However, I am encouraged. Actually, it goes against my numbers. I have to get as many people as I can to get that flu shot.
But it's not mandatory, is it?
It's not mandatory, but it is encouraged.
It is encouraged. Now, there was a very big story where labor unions opposed mandatory flu shots, even though they were being pressured to force their workers to take a flu shot. Labor unions, strangely enough, opposed mandatory flu shots, which I thought was admirable, by the way. And something people don't know, this is a curveball because you say, well, unions are thuggish, which they are. Unions tend to not think of the worker so much as the management, which is true. But in this case, they went along with the National Nurses United Union, representing 170,000 members. And they did not support mandatory vaccination policies. Why? I'll read it. They said, because rather than being educated on the importance of vaccination, employees are instead coerced into accepting the vaccine or risk being punished, retaliated against, and in some cases fired by the employer. Well, so it's a different reason than medical. Association of Flight Attendants, Communications Workers of America, AFA, representing 60,000 flight attendants at 23 airlines. AFA does not support making influenza vaccination a condition of employment for this union. Why? Well, they have their reasons. And they, by the way, you can opt out of a vaccination program even if you're told you must have it. Use your religious reasons, incidentally. You can use religious reasons to opt out. You can use any reason you want to stay in it as well, by the way. And here we are. The situation is not that good right now. Because as of the week, the last week of the CDC's reporting, the United States has a very high epidemic, high rate of influenza-like illnesses being shown. 24 states and New York City reporting high illness activity. That was as of the week of December 30th and January 5th. That was the last report. 47 states reported widespread geographic influenza activity for the week between December 30th and January 5th. Now, truthfully, because I'm a cynic, it could be that a lot of people were calling in with the flu that didn't really have it to increase their vacations. So we don't know if it's actually a flu epidemic. Nevertheless, there are things you can do, and they're common sense. You go to a supermarket. How many people today don't know that when you go to a supermarket, you wear gloves? They even have throwaway gloves in supermarkets for the carts, don't they? And you should use them. You touch a cart, you don't know who touched it, whether there was a, shall I get graphic with you on that cart? Whose hand was on it before you? How about at the airports when they make you take your shoes off and you suddenly have to shuffle around like a homeless person in your socks on a dirty floor of an airport? Is that very good health practice? Terrible health practice. A nightmare. You know what kind of garbage you're picking up on your socks? Then you're going to take your shoes, which are on the floor. You're going to touch your shoes. You're going to put them back on your dirty socks. And then your hands now have new microbes all over them. How's that for an idea? That work for you, TSA? Yeah, it sounds good. I'm going to wind up like Howard Hughes in the top of the Hilton with 4-inch fingernails if this keeps up.
Savage. Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. Oakland police are investigating the death of a man found shot to death at Cannon Avenue and Wellington Street just after 3 this afternoon. Police say they got a call from a person in the area reporting the shooting. No word on the circumstances under which the man was shot. The Overseas Raymar is ready to set sail. Today, the tanker that clipped a Bay Bridge tower on Monday was clear to travel. Investigators say they got what they needed from this ship, and there's no reason to continue to hold it in port, even though the investigation is still ongoing. The ship left the bay this morning. KSFO traffic, more problems popping up. Lower deck of the Bay Bridge as you head off the bridge, eastbound 80 at the Toll Plaza, a three-car and a motorcycle accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Injuries involved. Traffic starting to back up onto the decline. Southbound Golden Gate Bridge at the Toll Plaza, reports of a minor injury accident there. Southbound 880 at Hegenberger in Oakland, a crash, left lane blocked. I'm Dave Fowler, KSFO.
Connect with Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
At the time, even I found it hard to believe. My name is Art Westman. I own a machine shop called Accurate Manufacturing. A while back, the old roof on our building in Emeryville was in bad shape, always leaking. So I got Armstrong to install a new foam roof. From then on, it was goodbye leaks. No more Bucket Brigade. But that's not the end of the story. From day one, our PG&E bills started to plummet. Believe it or not, they went from a total of $1,200 a month to around $400. Nearly a 70% drop. Can you imagine? I'll tell you, that Armstrong foam makes one heck of a roof.
You too can have an Armstrong foam roofing system. Lightweight, energy efficient, seamless, and rated to last a very long time. It's hard to compare against other flat or low slope roofing options. All of these amazing features combined with installation performed to the proper specifications, and it could very well be the last roof you'll ever need. Call today from any area code.
Phone 37s and 1234.
It's a simple message. Get there safely.
I'm San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. I'm here today to tell you, always cross streets at intersections and mark crosswalks. Please do not jaywalk. More than 1,700 pedestrians are hit by vehicles each year on San Francisco streets. Look both ways before you step from the curb. When pedestrian signals are present, begin crossing only on the walk signal. And please, don't walk and text at the same time.
A public service of the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station.
The Start Fresh and Save event is on at the Home Depot now through February 3rd. You'll find top brands like Home Decorators Collection and Husky. Pick up some 66-quart Sterilite storage totes with latch handles. The see-through design lets you remember what you stored. And at the new lower price of $8.97, the savings are easy to see, too. So come in, start fresh and save. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're talking about the other side of the influenza vaccine, the side that the media will not tell you here on the Savage Nation. And I believe that it's a requirement that you analyze both sides of the equation before you go along with the program. If this government will lie to you about Obamacare and its costs, which they did, if this government will lie to you about virtually everything they do as they do, why would you assume that the CDC is not lying to you as well about the relative safety of flu shots? They are, because they're part of the government media complex. And then the media, of course, they trot them out and they tell you, well, hey, yeah, you took the flu shot and you have the flu. What's the matter, Joe? Well, you're lucky you took the flu shot, Joe, because you would have gotten a worse case of it. I don't think so. Ain't necessarily so. And then I'm telling you about the preservatives and other chemicals found in the flu vaccine, which can be very harmful indeed, and particularly in infants. And I don't want to now raise the stakes on the dangers, but I'm going to do so in one regard. There is a very small chance of an adverse reaction known as the Guillain-Barré syndrome. I may be mispronouncing Guillain. But the GBS syndrome, the Guillain-Barré syndrome, does occur. And it is a paralytic autoimmune disease that fells people weeks after their flu shot. It's rare, but it happens. One woman with post-vaccination GBS syndrome wrote this. She said, I had a flu shot in November. And by December, I became weak and continued to get weaker until I collapsed and was taken to the hospital. I was helpless, totally paralyzed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. I was in ICU for 3 weeks and then transferred to a rehabilitation center. 3 months later, I was released to come home because I could ambulate approximately 100 feet with a walker. I continued a rehabilitation as an outpatient for the next 3 months until I could walk with hand crutches. Today, I need a cane. I was not forewarned of any possible hazard when they gave me the flu shot. Again, it's rare, but you should know that it does occur. There are other stories like that, but you're not hearing about this. But if you read the package inserts that come with the flu vaccine, in the fine print, you will notice that GBS is a potential complication. Small, but there. 1 to 2 cases of GBS per 1 million vaccinated persons. That's very small. That's a very small risk. Do you want to be the 1 to 2 cases? I don't. I'd rather get the flu, incidentally. Now, interestingly enough, do you even know if you have the flu? What's the difference between influenza and a cold? What's the difference between influenza and a very bad cold? Does anyone really know the difference? About 4 weeks ago, I've been very healthy, you know, by and large. Lucky, lucky, lucky. I massively dosed myself with vitamins. I have my whole adult life. But I got sick about 4 or 5 weeks ago. I know when it happened. And I couldn't kick this cold. It just wouldn't. It started with a post-nasal drip. Then it was this. Then it was that.
I went on the air anyway. I didn't miss one day. It's the way I am. But I was in bed most of the time, wiped out, exhausted. Couldn't, you know, like just wiped out. But it wasn't the flu. I had no fever. It was a very severe head cold. But I prevented it from going, you know, deeper into my body with massive. I increased my dose of ascorbic acid, meaning vitamin C, from my normal 1 gram a day, which is 1,000 milligrams, to, I don't know, 10 grams, 15 grams. And I've told you before that vitamin C is perhaps the most potent antiviral that you can get. And the reason you are hearing it doesn't work is because the people who are telling you that work for clinics and are in bed with the pharmaceutical companies that do not want you to have any self, any control over your own health. Let me give you an example of why it may not be working for you. I don't want to get sidetracked into the vitamin C story, but it's a very important one. I can go on for it, on this for 1 hour. Most of the studies that say vitamin C is ineffective are conducted with too low a dosage of vitamin C and inactive vitamin C. They don't even know it. But unless you're taking sufficient doses of vitamin C, it's not going to be effective. Moreover, most of you say, you know, I took vitamin C and it did nothing for me. Why? Because the vitamin C you have is probably in a pill form that you bought in the drugstore, and it's inactive. It has no activity whatsoever. And you're only taking 500 milligrams, which is a half a gram, which has almost no effect whatsoever. So what do you need to take? Well, you have to go to the store that sells it in a crystal form, crystal vitamin C. I get it myself from a store here. I think you may know Trader Joe's in California. They don't advertise. They should. But that's where I buy a tub of it. And I take a half a teaspoon or a flat teaspoon a day. If I'm sick, I escalate it. And my friend, Dr. Bob Cathcart, who died about 3 years ago, was the genius of this field. Bob was a Stanford-trained MD. He was a surgeon by training. He was a doctors who fix broken joints. My mind is slow. I can use some vitamin C right now. He had a practice up in Incline Village, Nevada, and he treated ski injuries largely. He was an orthopedic surgeon and one of the best in the country. In fact, he invented the Cathcart prosthesis, which was a great invention at the time. It was the ellipsoid hip joint. He was the first one to come up with that. And he noticed that as his patients were in the hospital in the Incline Village 30 years ago, those who were taking vitamin C while they were sick or even healing with broken bones would get better faster. That's how he came into the whole vitamin C field. And then he started to experiment with it, and he found out that vitamin C was literally a miracle cure. Well, he got tied up deeply with Linus Pauling, and he gave up his orthopedic medical practice, gave up surgery, and moved down to, I think, in the Menlo Park area, I forget exactly where, to strictly do a nutrition practice. And here's what he told everybody who came into his office. Some of you listening to this show in the San Francisco area may have been Bob's patients. He was the finest man I ever met. He was just an all-around great gentleman. I love the man. So anyway, he discovered that the sicker you are, the more vitamin C you can take without developing bowel intolerance. This is little understood by the medical profession, who continues to say, oh, it doesn't work. They don't understand there's a dose-related response to vitamin C. And so they give you too low a dose, and then they say it doesn't work. But if you took it in those dosages, it usually does work. And he found that the sicker you are, you can take more and more and more. So what does that mean, bowel intolerance? It means this. If you're healthy and you're taking about a gram a day, you can take that 1,000 milligrams a day without developing bowel intolerance, meaning gas. But you'll find that the sicker you are, the more you can take without developing bowel intolerance. So suddenly, if you'd get bowel intolerance or gas after a gram of vitamin C, if you got a cold, you'll find you could take 8 grams, 9 grams, 10 grams, and you won't get any stomach churning. You won't get any bowel gas. So he says, keep titrating yourself till you do get bowel gas. That was his determinant of how much vitamin C you actually needed. Now, I've had friends call me and say they had the flu years ago. What should I do? They say, oh, I tried vitamin C. It didn't work. I said, get yourself a tub of vitamin C in one of the stores that sells it. And take a flat teaspoon of vitamin C in like grape juice. And take one dose of that every hour. They said, what, are you crazy? 4,000 milligrams an hour? I said, yes. Take it one flat teaspoon in juice every hour for 4 straight hours. Every one of them said it was like a miracle. Within 4 hours, they got on top of the flu. And then they kept taking it. And they found out that the healthier they were getting, Then they were getting ballon tolerance. They were getting the gas, so you back it off. You back it off, and you go back to your maintenance dose when you're on top of it. Now, Cathcart treated illnesses like cat scratches, which are notoriously difficult to heal. And he found that even cat scratches healed much more rapidly if the patient was put on bowel tolerance doses of vitamin C. You could look him up. I'm sure you can check the internet for Dr. Robert Cathcart III, MD, and look at some of the publications he did many years ago. He's completely forgotten. Completely and totally forgotten. Obscure. As is Linus Pauling. Why is Linus Pauling, one of the greatest minds of our time, forgotten? Because the pressures of the pharmaceutical industry are so great. And people are so lazy, they don't want to know how to do it. They actually don't even want to do this. It takes work. You know, it takes work for you to actually treat yourself. Isn't it easy to stay home and say, I'm sick, and take antibiotics, which are absolutely contraindicated for the flu? Because the flu, as you know, is a viral infection. Antibiotics are, treat bacterial infections. And yet many people say, oh, I took an antibiotic, it did nothing. No, it'll make you worse. You take the antibiotic if you have a strep throat or something, which could be a side effect of a flu, but it's not what you're taking for the flu. So it brings us back to what treats a viral infection. The answer is very little, but your own immune system. How do you stimulate your immune system? With vitamin C. And here's another little something that Bob didn't know that I discovered in my many years. Vitamin A, one of the least understood of all vitamins with regard to illnesses. You cannot believe what a miracle vitamin A is, but it's a show for another time. I don't even want to do a health show. I wanted to stick to the politics of the vaccine because, as you can see, this is a passion of mine. I've studied it for 40 years. Does it make me the world expert? No, but I know enough about it to talk about it with some degree of intelligence and integrity. And so tonight we're talking about a flu vaccine. Have you taken a flu vaccine and still gotten sick? Have you not taken a flu vaccine and avoided the flu? That's basically the show tonight. I could have talked about some political stuff, but there's nothing more political than health, especially in this age of the government intrusion into our health with Obamacare. And what's interesting to me, now that I'm veering back into the political world, an area in which I made my greatest reputation, it's interesting to me that Obamacare is so expensive. What was that? Somebody, did music just go out on the air, yes or no? No answer. Okay, well, I'll take a break right now. Thank you. How was that? I want an answer from
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks. From all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
The housing market is stabilizing and smart investors like Warren Buffett are buying as much property as they can. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build wealth through real estate. Kathy Fetke, the CEO of Real Wealth Network, is hosting a live event on January 19th at noon at the Crown Plaza in Foster City. She'll share the seven most important steps for real estate investors and where to find the best deals. Details are at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. realwealthevents.com.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's sweetjack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO. Days at noon.
We are proud to be conservative.
Sean Hannity on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Sean Hannity.
I'm like the adult who buys you liquor when you're underage.
You're like the neighbor who cuts up the Nerf ball that lands in your yard.
It's kind of true. Look, we're not going to win unless we are better at communicating why it's better for people to eat broccoli than, you know, sit in front of the video machine all day. And
was a jolly, happy soul.
Okay, I'm lightening it up with Frosty the Snowman on the Savage Nation as we come to the end of hour two. I mean, talking about the flu, I mean, what do you want to talk about next, cancer? Yeah, we can do it. So look, here's the thing. Tonight we just scratched the surface of what we could do on this show in terms of medical health. I started the week with calling for a nationalist party. That was very exciting. I'm closing the week telling you, buyer beware when it comes to anything the government tells you, especially get the flu vaccine, because we have an epidemic of the flu, despite the fact that more people have been have been vaccinated than ever before. So they're saying, yeah, but okay, it's a lesser variety of the flu. That's BS. That's a cover, because they don't want to get sued, nor do they want to look like they're wrong. Now, there's a whole show I'm going to do another time on vaccines for children. If you have any idea what they're doing to children, they're treating them like farm animals. They're now vaccinating babies for diphtheria HIV, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, human papillomavirus, HPV, flu, measles, meningitis, mumps, whooping cough, pneumococcal disease, polio, rotavirus, rubella, tetanus, varicella. You're telling me that it's safe to vaccinate children against all of these illnesses? You're telling me it has no effect on the child? You're wrong. Now, I'm not against vaccine in general, but I think that they're being overused, number one, and the number of illnesses that children are being vaccinated against are greatly, greatly overstated. And a lot of this has to do with the largely unvaccinated children coming into this country from the third world. They will not tell you that. But children are coming into this country with diseases that were long ago annihilated in America, which are now becoming quite prevalent owing to the fact that the children in this country are being subjected to it in schools, owing to the massive number of illegal immigrant children in the schools. Again, the government will tell you that that's not true, and that's because it's in their interest to continue to have you hoodwinked. Period, end of story. Buyer beware. That's all. Educate yourself. So now let's go back to the flu vaccine. I could do this for 10 hours tonight. I could do this till 5 o'clock in the morning and be fresh until 5 in the morning on everything to do with this. And there's nobody else on talk radio who could have done what I did tonight. Not one person. If you want to just listen to the Obama bashing, you know where to go. If you want to hear every day someone wrapping themselves in Benjamin Franklin and Jefferson's underwear, you know where to go. If you want to hear them talking about the American flag and what great patriots they are, you know where to go. I for one, have had enough of it. I've heard it all before. It's enough already with Lincoln. I heard Lincoln till I never want to see a penny again. WABC, Ron, welcome to the Savage Nation. Ron, WABC, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I think the medical industrial complex is a lot like the automotive industry, in which the cars are purposely engineered to fail in order to feed the industry.
Well, I don't know that cars are purposely engineered to fail. I think that was true in the 50s and 60s. But, God, the cars today are certainly not like that. I have to disagree with you to a certain extent, Ron. The cars today are pretty damn good, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they are. They're pretty darn good. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're not like they were. In the 50s, you bought a car, you didn't know what you were getting. Then in the 60s, they weren't much better. As time went on, they got much better. Cars are pretty good today. At least I think so. Fix it again, Tony, is over. Even the new Fiats, F-I-A-T. Remember the joke, fix it again, Tony? You take a little Fiat 500. You look at the write-ups on them. They say it's not your grandfather's Fiat. You know, I think Tony finally fixed it and made a good little car. I actually own one. They should advertise on the show. No, along with my big American cars and my big German car, I have a Fiat. It's a counterintuitive car for me to have, and I love it because when I drive around, people think I'm a liberal. It is so amazing to go from my big Wilhelm car where they hate my guts. You see the liberals, they get incensed. You know the guys who cut you off from the right lane? They give you the lights. Whatever you do, they're flashing the lights at you if you go 2 miles an hour faster than them. They're just such morons. But in this little Fiat, they think that I'm one of them. They think I voted for Obama. In fact, I'm enjoying it so much, I may get an Obama-Biden 2008 bumper sticker for it. And I mean 2008 to show I'm a real true card-carrying, you know, communist. I mean, you don't know how gullible people really are. The funniest thing are the women in the Range Rovers who have a there's a Freudian statement I could use, but it's a family show. It was very popular many years ago that women who drive big, powerful cars have a certain envy complex, which I can't say tonight on the show. But if you trained, went to college a couple of decades ago, you know what the envy that I'm talking about that most women allegedly suffer from, according to Sigmund. But you could see them in the bigger car when they see a smaller car like the Fiat 500. All of their predatory instincts kick in, and they suddenly gun the engines and pass you because they see a small animal that they can override. Anyway, there are games people play. It was a great book written years ago by Eric Byrne. I remember how popular that was. Nothing's really changed. Games people play is still true. We all play them one way and the other, and we play them like the musical scales. Look, I have almost no time left in this hour. I have taken up a lot of your time tonight with a very important topic, which is the influenza vaccine. I hope that I've given you food for thought in plain English. If you know, I have to end with this. Here's what I'm going to end with. If the government deceives you on virtually every level, which I must tell you, I believe they do. I don't think there's anything the government says that I believe. I'm a skeptic by nature. I'm a cynic by nature. And I'm both a skeptic and a cynic by experience. And when it comes to the government, it's even more so. So why should I believe them when they say the flu vaccine is perfectly safe and it reduces your risk of getting the flu? Both are not true. And number two, there's another side to it, which I've touched on tonight, which are the inherent dangers or risks. However small they may be, you're not hearing one word about the risks of the flu vaccine, which I think to be is a criminal shame. Because you or your child could be the one out of a million that winds up with a neurological disease. Why should it be you if you don't know all of the risks inherent? And that's why I did the show tonight on the flu vaccine. And I think I've used this privilege of the microphone and the airwaves to give you food for thought thus far on the Savage Nation. Go to michaelsavage.com every night for all the news that I may have missed.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
In love, I cried a tear for nobody but you.
It is the Savage Nation. It's formerly known as Rock and Roll Friday. But we're renaming it tonight. Crazy Friday, Loco Friday, Meshuggah Friday, Foo Friday, Pazzo Friday, Delirious Friday, Varuch Friday, Nebin Friday, Budala Friday, or in plain Nuts Friday. If any of those words apply to you, you're welcome to call us at 855-400-SAVAGE. I want to talk a little bit about the snow job of global warming for a moment. Because there's some beautiful pictures just out of Jerusalem has had its heaviest snowfall in 20 years. 20 years they haven't seen as much snow in Jerusalem as 8 inches have fallen across the holy city. The pictures came out today in the Daily Mail, which I posted on michaelsavage.com, and they're beautiful to look at. They're highly politicized, of course. Every picture seems to be slanted to not offend the Muslims, forever easily offended by virtually even a snowstorm. Nevertheless, the pictures from Jerusalem are beautiful, and they're quite telling. And it's of enormous public interest that you should understand that even the psychotics in the British government who have pushed the lie of global warming put out new data suggesting that there'll be no global warming for the next 5 years. None. Nevertheless, they spent over $60 million in 1 month on consultants to help them push the big lie, up from £32 million the previous month, on consultants trying to boost the big lie that Al Gore has pushed around the world. So much for so-called inconvenient truths. And speaking of inconvenient truths, I want to continue about the inconvenient truths that the Leninist in the White House, Barack Obama, continues to offer us. We had so much powerful information and sound bites, the best being Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, interviewing Elena Kagan, who's now on the Supreme Court in June of 2010, where he asked her about the Second Amendment, and she said it's established law.
Remember, settled law.
Sorry, Elena. It's settled law. She's not talking about coleslaw at Katz's. She's talking about settled law, that to her, the Second Amendment is settled law, not coleslaw. And meaning that it's settled law, then we'll see what happens when it comes up again. So I want to talk again about the attempt by the Leninist-in-chief to take away our Second Amendment. But even people out there who don't own guns, and there are many of you who don't because you're afraid of yourself, you're afraid of your own impulses, you're probably on medication, and you're afraid that you could either shoot yourself or shoot someone in the family, and probably you shouldn't own a gun. But that doesn't mean the rest of us are as neurotic as you about weapons. And this is the problem with America today. We have a population of medicated individuals unlike any in the past. It's new territory. Unfortunately, if you were to analyze the number of people in the media, especially Hollywood, on medication, both prescription and illegal, it would probably approach 114% of them are drugged almost all the time. I'd say 24/7. And yet they create the pornographic and violence, the pornography and violence, the pornographic and violent images that have polluted the world's mind, the mindset of the world. They, of course, are opposed to the private ownership of weapons. And yet every movie they make is about guns, killing, whatever. So we understand the hypocrisy. And it's largely related to the fact that many of them are crazy. In other words, they're drug madmen. And we can't give in to them. It's that simple. So Biden, who's now showing himself to be the Mussolini of Mussolini's, came out and softened his position from the other day. The other day he talked about using executive orders. Apparently that set off a shockwave in America because, as you well know, executive orders were never meant to establish law. They were meant to clarify law. And these nascent fascists in the White House realized that even the American people are onto them. And so Biden came out with a sort of wishy-washy, watered-down version, which we'll play for you right now in the Savage Nation. Listen to Biden.
So the kinds of things that there's an emerging set of recommendations, not coming from me, but coming from the groups we've met.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to focus on the ones that relate primarily to gun ownership and the type of weapons it can be on. And one is there is a surprising, so far, a surprising recurrence of suggestions that we have universal background checks.
Sure.
Not just close the gun show loophole.
How about a universal background check on presidents?
Background checks, including
how about a universal background check on presidents and who runs for office? That would be a good starting place. How about a universal background check on presidents, who they are, where they came from, where they were born, who their close friends were? That would be a good start. I think we should close the presidential loophole, and we should have a total universal background check for anyone who wants to be president. Now, he's lying again, of course. As you know, all politicians lie when they open their mouths. That's an old joke. It's not funny in this case. Because even if you don't own guns, let's be clear, which one of the 27 amendments to the U.S. Constitution would you like Joe Biden and Barack Obama to amend through an executive order? Would it be the Fourth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, the 13th Amendment? Which one would you like him to modify? How about the First Amendment? There are many people in Washington, mainly drugged up left-wing fanatics, who would like to modify the First Amendment and eliminate what they call to be offensive speech. What they don't understand is the First Amendment was written specifically to protect offensive speech. That's how idiotic they are and how uneducated they are. The First Amendment was written specifically to protect offensive speech. We don't need a First Amendment if you don't permit offensive speech. In China, they don't need a First Amendment. Because there's no offensive speech. Anyone who offends the government disappears, and their kidneys are harvested. So they don't need a First Amendment, and we do need a First Amendment to protect us from Joe Biden. 855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. I am so sick and tired of politics. I am so sick and tired of Marxists, fascists, Islamic murderers. I don't want to do it right now. I want to have a good time. Am I not entitled? Let's take the callers. Carol on KSFO on a very heavy, seriously heavy political question. Carol, welcome to the Savage Nation from KSFO.
Michael, words are weapons in the war of ideas. Do you remember that slogan?
Okay, no, very profound, and we know that. So, I understand that. Well, for example, buses in San Francisco are being used as a propaganda arm right now of Hamas. They have a bus campaign running around the city with the word jihad on it, trying to tell us that jihad does not mean holy war. So they're running around with bus ads that say, I want a jihad in my exercise class. Have you seen those?
No, but I can believe it. The slogan I quoted used to be found on books published in this country in the early 1940s, particularly.
Yeah, but I'm giving you a practical example of what the Islamists are doing in our own country today in their propaganda war against America and our freedoms. They have a campaign on the buses in San Francisco where they're trying to reconstruct what the word jihad means. We know it means holy war. They're trying to tell us it means personal growth. Do you believe that for a minute?
No.
All right, there you go. Crazy Friday, Loco Friday, Foo Friday, Pazzo Friday, Delirious Friday, Varuch Friday. I'll tell you what, I'll take a call in a minute if you'll call from new callers, but let's have a song for me right now. How about Shaboom by the Chords? I want to hear Shaboom by the Chords. See what that sounds like. I may break the record the minute I hear it and decide I don't like it at all. It is Foo Friday on the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
I'm not afraid to say it. I love TV. I mean, come on, who doesn't? TV is awesome. The problem is there's just too dang much of it. Like on Sunday nights, there are 3 or 4 great shows on at once, and I can only record 2, so I miss stuff. And then some of the things I record get erased because my DVR fills up too fast. That makes me nutso. And when I search for stuff, I don't want a list of 7,000 matches in random order, most of which are irrelevant. I want what I want, when I want it. Is that too much to ask?
Looking for a DVR that can quench your thirst for entertainment? Plug into TiVo and their biggest, boldest box ever, the XL4. This monster records up to 4 cable shows at once and up to 300 hours of HD programming. Plus, only TiVo lets you search TV and the web simultaneously, so you see smart, useful results that get you to the good stuff faster. With TiVo, nobody in your house has to miss their favorite shows again. TiVo is TV, about 1,000 times better. Learn more at TiVo.com today.
Guys, are you still hiding your feet due to toenail fungus? Look, the only truly embarrassing thing is continuing to live with this condition when there's a simple, proven treatment involving a painless laser procedure approved by the FDA. I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele Show, he consistently encouraged his listeners with nail fungus to free themselves of this stubborn condition via the pinpoint laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. And right now, just to say Happy New Year, the doctors are offering $100 off. You'll be totally set for the beach and flip-flops when you take advantage of this great New Year's special today. The New Toes doctors have performed over 10,000 successful laser treatments. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Resolve now to get New Toes for the new year by making your appointment today. Just call 800-NEW-TOES or go to 800newtoes.com and start 2013 off on the right foot at 800-NEW-TOES.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I found my thrill.
When I found you.
I'm still looking for Blueberry Hill, to be honest with you. I buy them in the supermarket, but it hasn't. It's another example of the wonders of liberalism and tolerance. There was a fatal crash in San Francisco the other night where two bystanders were killed in the Mission District. Turns out exactly what I thought. The driver was on gang probation, had been released by the liberals in San Francisco. He was released now. He was arrested in April of 2012 for gang activity, but the crazy liberals let him go. Runs a red light, slams his Chevy Impala into a Toyota, and throws the Toyota into a pedestrian, kills one. He's another woman's killed, who was a passenger in the car. Morales, the killer. Morales had been released by the liberal justice system. It's not the first time. An entire family was wiped out a few years ago. And, by the way, the Attorney General of the state of California is the one who released them. There's no end to the madness that we have to put up with, we the people. No end. Morales is now being held without bail. Well, maybe they can say he had a bad childhood in wherever, Mexico, where he came from. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Almost all of violent crime in San Francisco involves people and organizations related to illegal aliens. Next caller, Charles in South Carolina. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
And Michael, I've heard you talk about Teddy so much, and I know you love him. I heard you talk about how much he loves greenies.
Yes.
I wanted to warn you, about 3 years ago, there were a lot of lawsuits about greenies because dogs couldn't digest them. Some dogs died, and some had to have surgery.
What? From that dog treat, greenies?
Right. They may have improved them since then, but there were a lot of lawsuits several years ago.
I don't know. I mean, Teddy liked them so much, I've been having greenies and eggs now for months.
But they say they cannot die. And that stuff gathers in their stomach.
I don't know. He eats them. He is coughing a little bit. I thought maybe it's the cold weather. I bet maybe it's the greenie catching in his throat. So there was a lawsuit about them, huh?
Yes, you
are. What are they made of? Doug, get me the package of greenies by the coffee machine here in the radio studio. Let me see what's in them. It's in the corner there. I'm going to look it up right now. I don't know. What could be indigestible? Cellulose of some kind? Here's a package. My dog is addicted to these. Even after dinner, he jumps up and starts sniffing around for them. Here's the package. Oh, look at the ingredients. It's too long a list. You need a magnifying glass. Once you need a magnifying glass, you know you shouldn't need it. Okay, protein, isolate, gelatin. Gelatin is number one? So gelatin is the number one. That's not good. What's Jell-O? Okay, let's look at it that way. That's not so bad. It's digestible. It's just a protein. What else? I'm going to scan it. You're not interested in dog stuff. Ground flaxseed, not good for a dog. Dried sweet potato, cranberry fiber, culture, skimmer. Sounds like a hippie thing for a dog. I don't know. He loves them. I want to know what the flavor is that they put in here. I personally, as an expert in nutrition, do not see anything in here that should be of any concern, frankly. But I don't know what in the world it is in this particular dog thing that they go crazy for. It's like dog nip. Greenies, the original smart treat, and they don't even advertise on the show. I don't know. He loves them to death. I'll try them with eggs tomorrow morning. Nothing like a good cup of coffee and greenies and eggs to start the weekend off, you know? That's it. What do you want to talk about? How much is Gore going to volunteer in taxes? Yeah, right. Good call, Oklahoma. Randall, out of Oklahoma, you're on the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
What's happening, Michael? I thought I'd bring that up. You know, there's a hypocritical Mr. Gore. I wonder how much he's going to volunteer to give to pay down our debt since he...
I would say the amount he'll give that he doesn't have to give is about equal to what Warren Buffet will give that he doesn't have to give. The answer is zero. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Let us take some callers. And what I want to do right now, though, in while we're waiting, while you're dialing, I'm wiling, I want to play some sound bites from people in Hollywood who should have, you know, we want to hear about trigger locks on guns. We should have Hollywood locks, camera locks. Let's put it that way. We should have camera locks for Leonardo DiCaprio. We should have a camera lock for the director who specialized in violence named, what is his name? I forget his name. Oh, Tarantino. Tarantino should have a camera lock. Harvey Weinstein should have a 25-year camera lock where he can only do movies about nice things. So they have a show on now. They have a movie out about slavery. That's all we're hearing about, the N-word, the B-word, the C-word, the D-word, day and night. So here's Leon DiCaprio. Justifying the use of the N-word in clip two.
The language is hard for us as actors to say, and some of the things that my character does are obviously atrocious. But, you know, they both sat me down, Sam Jackson, we were all sitting around the table, like, if you don't take this character to the other extreme, if you don't speak the truth about the way we were treated at that time, you know, people are going to think this is sugar-coated, that you're not telling the truth.
See, here's the thing about DiCaprio. He's a very good actor, except in the worst movie he ever did in his life was directed by Clint Eastwood, where he played J. Edgar Hoover. I've never seen such a pile of rubbish in my life. I don't know how the man thought he could get away with it. Nothing compares to the amateurishness of DiCaprio trying to play J. Edgar Hoover. Normally, I like his acting. I've liked him in a lot of his movies, going back to Boys Town or Boys Life, whatever, A Boy's Life. I liked him in The Departed. He's done some very, very good work. But the guy is a prime hypocrite along the line of Al Gore. Al Gore talks one thing and does another. DiCaprio, all he talks about is global warming and climate. The other day he flew with Fatso from Hollywood they showed him in the newspapers over the holidays in Australia with some topless skanks on a yacht in Sydney Harbor. And he's on the deck with the topless skanks, smoking a cigarette. Again, smoking, flying in his private jet. Nothing against it. Private jets are great. But Mr. Global Warming, what do you fly on? Banana peels? Flies to Australia with Fatso. Then the next day or 2 days later, after partying like degenerate, they fly to Las Vegas for the second phase of their party. Then he comes back and gives a lecture now on language and on global warming. How do you buy any of this from these people? How do you buy any of this? You don't. That's why you're listening to me. Because you want the truth. And somehow in your strange way you believe I hold a certain nugget of truth now and again. And I do. I try my best anyway. So let's take some callers and you ask me some questions. I'll tell you no lies. KSFO Todd, San Francisco, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, I was wondering, Google CEO Eric Schmidt is taking a trip to North Korea, and little has been said about that. What do you think about that?
Oh, well, where else would a guy who has fascist inclinations go? He'd like to see how it's done right, where there's no constitution, no gun rights, no free speech rights. Where else would Eric Schmidt go to learn how to do it in America and report back to his boss, Barack Obama?
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hauck, South Rock 560 KSFO. High tides are expected to cause minor flooding and could possibly close some roads in Sausalito tomorrow morning. Sausalito police say there weren't any big problems this morning, and they're keeping an eye on the situation just in case they need to barricade some Bayside streets. Oakland police have several gang members in custody after raids on homes in several cities. Police say they found evidence of criminal activity, gang memorabilia, and guns. And a judge has sentenced a Redwood City man to 11 years in prison for stealing a former DA's wallet. The man racked up $1,000 in charges from credit cards stolen from the prosecutor. Kids about traffic. Things finally started to unwind a little bit in Fairfield, but still look for slow traffic. Eastbound 80 from before Abernathy as you make your way out towards North Texas Street and Cherry Glen. We have a car fire being reported Santa Cruz Mountains, Highway 17 at Hibbard Road. Fire department is on the way. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-936-9265. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-936-9265. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-936-9265.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar, and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs, because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLP number 935263.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
San Francisco has never had it so good. Levin, Savage, together at last, only on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Again, I seem to be getting a lot of callers out of San Francisco all of a sudden. Last night I got all New York. Tonight it's all San Francisco. I don't know what happened to my Wham. I don't know what happened to my Cliff. I don't know what happened to my Pittsburgh. I'm 175 stations strong now, again, after rebuilding a whole network. And I'm getting loads of San Francisco. I guess they finally know where to find me again at night.
to anyone who's listening to the show, you can tell immediately has no social life whatsoever. Not a friend in the world to listening to talk radio. Anna, KSFO, welcome to San Francisco's KSFO. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm on my way to dinner, but I just wanted to tell you I moved to San Francisco from New York about a year and a half ago, and you have made my life in the city so much more fun. I will walk down the street, and I start laughing because I see things you talk about, and I probably look like a crazy person, but I'm the voice of Savage, you know, telling you a joke.
So in other words, you're starting to see San Francisco through my eyes is what you're kind of saying, right?
Oh, yes, and your descriptions are so vivid, so, you know.
Okay, wait, before you go, because this is very interesting to me, because I don't think you listened to me that long. Okay, so give me an example of what you saw today and laughed when you thought how Savage would see it. What did you see in the streets?
Well, like, for example, you're talking about, like, the really good-looking Chinese guys that, you know, they don't need affirmative action. You know, I totally know. I know exactly what you're saying. I see them all the time.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, North Beach, it's just, like, exactly how you describe it. And I
Exactly. When I walked all the way up California Avenue for some exercise, quite a climb, by the way, the cable cars can hardly make the hill. I turned right just before the Fairmont. I went down Powell. I went right through Chinatown. I'm always amazed at the health of the children in Chinatown, from the young right through the teenage years. They're so healthy looking. It's beautiful to see. And they seem to be immune to the vagaries of American degenerate society. Honestly, that's the truth.
Yes, actually, I was in China 2 weeks ago, and that's another thing. I cannot breathe since then, so I'm sure they're very appreciative.
Oh, China is, oh, don't get me started. I had two near-death experiences in my adult life from food poisoning. Both were in Asia. I'm not a big fan of the hygiene in Asia, by the way. No matter what people say, they don't know how risky it is to make such a long-distance traveling. But, Anna, listen, thanks so much for listening to the Savage Nation. Always welcome to hear someone calling me on Loco Friday on the Savage Nation. If you're Italian, it's Pazzo Friday. If you are a priest or a minister and speak Latin, it's Delirious Friday. If you're Spanish, it's Loco Friday. If you're a visitor from France, it's Foo Friday. Or if you're from Germany, it's Verrucht Friday. Let's take some callers around the country. I don't know if I want to get serious right now. Maybe too hard for me, right? I don't know that I want to get through life this week, rather, without killing myself. Let's see. Burma War, Nigeria violence, cold deaths. Oh, here's one that should affect everyone listening to this show. At least 114 people have died of exposure in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, according to Indian police. Get out. I mean, really, this is a big one for liberals in San Francisco. Maybe they could have a fundraiser now of some kind for the victims of the cold in Uttar Pradesh. They're concerned about everything all around the world, the do-gooders. So if you have nothing to do this weekend, I suggest you start a protest against the cold in the midst of this global warming. See, in the midst of global warming, there's freezing across the globe right now. And 114 people have died of exposure in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, according to Indian police. Some of the people up there don't know anything about climate change. All they know is it gets cold in the winter. Nigeria violence, that's Muslims killing Christians. You have to read that story 85 times to understand what this is all about. Boko Haram is a Muslim terror organization in Nigeria. They belong to the radical Islamist sect. They are a radical Islamist sect, and they're killing Christians all through Nigeria. I guess the conservative talk show hosts who were so gung-ho should strap on an assault weapon and a uniform and go over there and lead the army. Here's another one, Falkland Islands. Argentina demands British hand over end of colonialism. She's crazy. Argentine President Cristina Fernandez issues an open letter. Now, let me explain the context of that story. I know it's not important to you. She's the president, Cristina Fernandez. She's in deep trouble in Argentina. The economy's in shambles. She's not doing well. So what she's doing is she's going to the standard operating procedure of failed leaders. She's going to the war drums. And she's trying to sweep up public sentiment against England. And she wants England to return the Falkland Islands, which Argentina calls the Malvinas. So it's all about her popularity failing, which is why she's going to war. Cameron of England, Prime Minister David Cameron, rebuffed the Argentine president's demand that the islands be handed over. I don't want to read you what he had to say, but do you really care about the Falklands? That was a heck of a war. I remember watching it on TV. That was a heck of a war. That was a TV war.
I cheered when they took the Queen. I think they used one of the ships I had been on, the Oriana. They floated it down there as a troop ship. It was a very serious war, my friends. Do you remember those missiles that the Argentines used and sank British ships? It was very serious. British boys died. Argentine boys died. For what? And here's a subtext. You're not going to believe it. In my broadcast studio, as I speak with you, I have a life ring from the HMS Sheffield, which I purchased at a used store in Florida about 4 years ago. Remember I told you about it from my Florida studio? I was just looking at it this morning, and I said, wait a minute, this is an interesting subject. The HMS Sheffield was a famous British battleship, or it was a light cruiser, I'm not sure, that was sunk in World War II by the Nazis, by a U-boat, right? So they made a new ship, new Sheffield, goes to war in the Falklands, bingo, gets sunk, this one gets sunk, and a lot of boys died. Meanwhile, the life rings from the ship washed up on shore in South America, mainly in Argentina, and one of them found their way to a sort of junk store, a secondhand store in Florida. I bought the life ring. How do you like that? So I'm deeply involved in the entire Falklands war in my own way. The New York Times has a headline in Al Gorleone. It says, Gore went to bat for Al Jazeera and himself in deal. They had to add and himself. No kidding. The best thing written on the Gorleone thing is by Jonathan Tobin in commentary, and I won't read the whole thing to you. The last part of Tobin's editorial and commentary on Al Jazeera is, well, the headline is, the Al Jazeera liberals, okay? I don't worry about Al Jazeera being able to persuade most Americans to buy into this skewed view of the world. What is worrisome is that Gore and other liberals, such as the editorial writers at the Times, seem to think there is a connection between this perspective and contemporary American liberalism. Though the overwhelming majority of Americans reject this point of view and are strong supporters of Israel, polls have consistently shown us that liberals and Democrats are less likely to back the Jewish state than conservatives and Republicans. At the beginning of his career, Gore was seen as the leader of the next generation of Scoop Jackson Democrats. That Al Gore would never have gotten into bed without, that Al Gore would never have gotten into bed with Al Jazeera. But in his current incarnation, as hypocritical environmental huckster and profiteer, Gore seems to reflect the way the left has abandoned the principles that once united Democrats and Republicans on foreign policy, he writes. While conservatives and liberals have plenty to argue about, one would have hoped that they would be united in their revulsion against the kind of bias that Al Jazeera exemplifies. If indeed there is a connection between Al Jazeera's views and contemporary liberalism, there is a sickness on the left that ought to trouble all Americans. Amen, Jonathan Tobin. Very, very true. Many other stories. Obama has picked a liberal Republican, Mr. Hagel, to be the new Secretary of Defense. But a pro-lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender group has urged President Barack Obama not to nominate Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. To me, I could care less what his stance is on issues of sexuality. I'd like to know what his issues are with regard to national security. I'd like to see people get their heads out of their behinds and out of their crotches and start thinking about more important things than their sexuality, personally. That's my own opinion. And that goes for both sides of the sexual aisle. Let's stop worrying about our impulses and start thinking about those who would destroy us. That's who should be in the Pentagon. Okay, but that's only one man's opinion. I've written about it. I've talked about it. That's all. What are you going to do about it? Phone number here is 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you, call it now, 800-289-2646. It's free.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
This year, make 2013 the new you year with Ovation Cell Therapy. Guaranteed to restore your hair's natural beauty, Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair dry, brittle, damaged hair caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling.
Ovation Cell Therapy can dramatically reduce breakage and help repair split ends, even helping to repair the damage caused from hair extensions. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be thicker, stronger, longer, and healthy again. Guaranteed.
My Ovation experience has been great. My hair was terribly damaged and overprocessed, but now my hair looks and feels healthier. I love you guys.
Join the hundreds of thousands of Ovation Nation customers who take the time to write their personal testimonials. If Ovation didn't help their hair look and feel thicker, stronger, and longer, why would they?
If you didn't get your gift of Ovation Cell Therapy for the holidays, hurry and log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a very special introductory discount. For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family-owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family-owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. I'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. It is newspaper time on the Savage Nation. I haven't had my fix of ink. Little lead and mercury in my fingers. No one reads papers anymore. The only people who read them, they get them for nothing. They have to give away the San Francisco Chronicle in the street. They got old guys who used to be editors. Now they're in the street in kiosks giving them away for free. It's sad. All over the Bay Area, you see ex-editors and writers manning kiosks, giving out newspapers for free to boost their circulation rates. And yet there are some interesting stories here and again. So on Fridays, I read the paper. So here's the business section of the local paper, which can be interesting. Google escapes penalties, national story. Why do you think Google escaped penalties for what they did? The Federal Trade Commission settled an antitrust probe of search results in a patent use. Answer, they were a big supporter of the Goomba in chief, Barack Hussein Obama. Next question, $700 million, number of the day. That's how much Hormel Foods will pay to buy the Skippy peanut butter business from Unilever. This is an interesting little side note. Hormel plans to build Skippy's sales in China, where it's the biggest peanut butter brand, and has been sold as an ingredient for main courses, not just a spread. In China, peanut butter is served on noodles. What do they know about food? And used to flavor hot dishes. While the Skippy name is on the peanut butter jars in China, its Chinese brand name is Four Seasons Treasure. I myself don't eat peanut butter. It's poverty food number one. And there's a few other aspects about peanut butter I don't even want to mention to you. And, all right, the Chinese like it. Good luck to them. I don't know why they would use it as a main course. Why would anyone use that as a main course? Peanut butter as a main course? That's like eating Spam instead of steak. Whatever. Different strokes for different folks. Let's see what else is in the paper here that I missed to tell you about. Very important story here. Google escapes penalties. Battery power gets organic jolt. Oh, another? Green again, everyday green. They're all gangsters. It's green gangs. I realized what has happened. You know, we were talking about greenies for dogs a while ago, that my dog is addicted to the smell. It could be that an entire generation of hipsters were eating their dog's treats, greenies, and they became obsessed with carbon, global warming, solar power, and that could explain why the country is insane right now. It could be from people eating their dog's treats. Because nothing else explains it. Why would you go into a business for which there's no profit? The answer is quite simple, because Obama's giving out money like it's the gold rush. You don't have to actually produce a profit. If you're a Marxist, your business model is not one of profit and loss. It's one of taking from the taxpayer and rewarding your friends who kick money back to you. That's the model. That's the business model. We already did the peanut butter. Serious ruling favors liberty. John Malone's Liberty Media Corp won U.S. regulatory approval to assume broadcast licenses from Sirius XM Radio, a step needed for Liberty to finish its takeover of the satellite radio provider. I'm not on satellite. I don't want to be on satellite. Unless they pay, why should I give it to them? See, this is what you don't understand. A lot of conservative talk shows are on satellite. I'm nothing against Sirius. God bless them. I wish them well. But why would they have their show on satellite when it should be on a terrestrial station where people buy ads? See, it doesn't make sense to me. Take a look at the goofball lawyer for the FTC, and you'll know how Eric Schmidt and Google got away with it. If you take one look at the Federal Trade Commission chairman, John Leibovitz, if you could see this picture of this guy, I don't even know where to begin to describe him. The lawyer for the FTC that dropped all the charges against Google can all be described by taking one look at the FTC commission chairman, John Leibovitz. Let me see where I begin. Brooklyn, Seltzer, Oilcloth, 1940s, Karl Marx, the young son, the prodigal son sitting around the kitchen table. And now speed forward 60 years and there it is. But you see, none of them are true believers anymore. Nobody's a true believer. At a certain point, it's all green. And it doesn't matter whether the product is green, red, yellow, or white. All that matters is the green. I'm not excited over anything tonight. I mean, I'm almost neutraled out. Why? It's the end of the week. Things are going well. I mean, things are going well. No matter what they've done, they haven't wrecked the country yet. They're trying. They're moving us in the direction of Venezuela. The lying is epidemic. We understand all of that. But so far, really, nothing's changed. What, I'll pay 30 cents more? I don't know. What, you know, the average person, I look at them. See, the difference between me and some in the media is I actually walk around during the day. I look at people. I watch them in restaurants, in the streets. I walk around San Francisco. They don't care right now. Life is good. People are wonderful. Business is great. First of all, here's the problem. It's not so much the government. The government represents the lazy, fat American people. What you don't understand is that the government actually represents what the lazy, fat American people want. They want 16 weeks of vacation as often as they can get it. They want big fat paychecks. They want big fat pensions. And they don't care if the country goes bankrupt. Don't you understand that? You don't understand that. But that's what they want. You walk around San Francisco. I like, there's a certain district I like. I drive into the studio. I spend a few hours before it in my apartment. I walk up through Chinatown, and I observed what's going on in Chinatown, the same as every time. Then you got the young people who come out of school, good-looking young Chinese guys, speaking perfect English. They've been here five generations. They don't really care what's going on. They all want to go to a great school and make something of their lives. They're not looking for a government handout. The Chinese don't need affirmative action, by the way. In fact, affirmative action is used against the Chinese Americans. You don't know that as well. Asian Americans are discriminated against by affirmative action. That you don't know. Oh, yes. But that's a separate story for another day. Roger in Missouri, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Today is my birthday, Michael, and I wanted to share my story about Charlie. I grew up, when I was in 14, my mother and I, we stopped at a station to get gas. The owner of the station had taken a circus monkey in for gas. My mother talked to him and ended up buying this monkey from him. He looked like a baboon, real long baboon teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It was an okay monkey as long as he smoked, and this monkey was a smoker. We took him. He lived in a home with us just like one of the kids until the day he got a hold of my brother. And my brother would tease him with a Halloween mask of a devil.
Mm-hmm.
He bunched up his chain where my brother thought he was at the end of his chain. When he was teasing him, he dropped the chain, ran up, grabbed my brother across the backside and just started chewing.
Oh, yeah,
he was screaming, "Help me, help me." All I could do was grab Charlie by the feet as he hung off my brother's backside. And it was everything I could do to get him pulled off.
So how does this story end? I mean, that's a crazy story. It reminds me of Louie and the Crazed Monkey in my book, Train Tracks. I think that's why you called about it, right?
Well, a long time ago, I heard you talking about one of your other books, and I would love to have that book because it's my...
I'm going to send it to you, but I'm going to send you Train Tracks, but how did the story end? Did your brother get... How'd you get free from the crazy monkey?
Oh, I literally had to hit Charlie with my fist to break him loose. He was still on his chain, but my brother was running around in a circle because he had him by the butt.
See, but Roger, you're a real American from Missouri. If this story were being told in Manhattan in the Upper East Side, and it were two brothers who had a crazy monkey biting one of the brothers, do you think that the guy would have the wherewithal to punch the monkey? He'd probably have to call the ACLU to see if it was okay to punch the monkey, and by that time his brother would have had his neck ripped open.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Louie and the Crazed Monkey is in the book on page 191. So when you beat up the monkey, and what happened? Did your brother get rabies?
Well, no, we had him for quite some time, and we knew he was safe. I mean, we've never took him. I mean, we grew up. My mother.
How long did this monkey live? How old was he when he died?
Oh, he was about I'd say every bit of about 20 years old, and he didn't die. My mother gave him to an old man and old woman who took him in who never had kids, and they dressed him like we did and put him in a high chair, and he became part of the family. I don't know how he ever died, but he was a good monkey.
Wow.
He just...
Well, Roger, hold on. We'll have the book sent out to you, Train Tracks. Let me read you a paragraph from Louie and his Crazed Monkey. So Louie gets the woolly monkey. Finally, he has someone to fill his empty nights. Well, as time went on, we got a call. Louie's in the hospital. He's in critical condition. What happened? The monkey went crazy in his apartment, attacked him, almost ripped him to pieces. He suffered for 6 months in the hospital, probably Bellevue. The monkey went at him. You don't know what a monkey is like when it goes crazy. You try to stop an enraged monkey without a weapon. He ripped his neck. He ripped his face. He ripped his arms. He ripped his legs. He ripped his crotch. He ripped his behind. Louis was ripped up pretty badly. So what happened was Louis fought with him and threw him out of the window to save his life. Threw the monkey out of the window.
Savage.
The housing market is stabilizing, and smart investors like Warren Buffett are buying as much property as they can. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build wealth through real estate. Kathy Fetke, the CEO of Real Wealth Network, is hosting a live event on January 19th at noon at the Crown Plaza in Foster City. She'll share the 7 most important steps for real estate investors and where to find the best deals. Details are realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. realwealthevents.com.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation.